many years did you work?
I couldn't tell you how many.
Have you worked all your life? Or?
No. After I married, I didn't work for about 20 years or so.
You said you married when you were about
26.
What church did you go to?
The Highland Baptist Church.
What was the name of the very first school you went to? Do you remember that?
Oh, it was just called the Hope Street School.
Uh-huh.
It was on Hope Street over here. It's the school, that school has been torn down, and then they built a high school building on the same property. Mm-hmm. And now whether they've torn that down or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I called Mr. Waits not long ago and told him I thought they ought to preserve that frieze that was around that building. There was a beautiful frieze.
Mm-hmm.
On four walls in the middle of the building, and he said that it was made of plaster of Paris and it had deteriorated.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wasn't worth preserving.
Was this the same school you went to high school in?
And I was the first, our class was the first freshman class that ever went into that new building. It was a kind of a cream white color, and the old school was red brick school.
Mm-hmm. You went to the Hope Street School for grammar school and then the Hope Street High School?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did you mentioned that you lived out in Monroe for a while. When was that?
Well, that was in 19, a part of 1923 and 24. I married in 1922.
Uh-huh. Was your husband working in Monroe at the time?
Yeah, a wheat supply company.
What
is wheat supply? Well, they had plumbing and all well equipment, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Was crazy.
Kind of hardware store?
I don't know whether they had hardware or not. They may have had hardware. But I know he mostly worked in the part that handled the pipe for drilling, oil drilling pipe. They're still in existence, and they have an office over here, too.
Then y'all moved back to Shreveport? Or?
Yeah, we moved back to Shreveport, and I can't tell you all of that stuff. that went on then. I've forgotten what he did, even.
Did you leave Shreveport again after that?
Yes, and things got bad during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working for a furniture store, and you know the furniture stores were the first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they are being hit right now. If you ask me, because people can do without furniture, but they've got to have food. And this furniture store, I won't say who it was. Well, he lost his job with that, and he had trouble getting a job, so we went to Ruston to live with his mother. And that's where my son was born, 5 years later. He's 5 years younger than my daughter was born in 1924.
What year?
And he was born in 1929, and I call that my depression baby.